The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Well, the Masters happened over the weekend, and we'll get to that coming up later in the program. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. One thing I did want to mention about the Masters is that I got the chance to watch part of it with a local celebrity.
Oh, how exciting for you, Casey.
Yes, it was.
It's my day, and you're taking it all for yourself. So congratulations. Thanks for stealing my thunder.
It was quite a different perspective to watch the Masters with this person. So I thought, let's have a little fun with 20 questions. These are yes or no questions.
Yeah.
And you see if you can't narrow down who this local celebrity was that I got to watch the Masters with.
Sure. And before I do this, I'd just like to point out that Casey knows this is one of my favorite weeks of the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what a big deal it is to me.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how much I love golf.
Yeah.
And yet she is hijacking the first Masters segment, not for me to be able to talk about the joy of finally being able to watch it with my kid,
mm-hmm.
or that I got to spend it with my dad, or that I won my bet, or mm-hmm. what a great Christian Scottie Scheffler is, and how he talked about giving his life to Christ in the post. Nope, she's taking it for herself. All right, Casey, let's find out what underachiever you watch the Masters with. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, what are we doing here? What's the rules?
Yes or no questions only.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you got to narrow it down.
Okay, very good.
20 questions.
20 questions. All right.
Yeah.
Is it a man or a woman?
That's not a yes or no question.
Sorry. Whoops. Is it a man?
Yes.
Is it a television personality?
No.
Is it an athlete?
No.
Is it a business owner?
No.
Is it a radio personality?
No.
Well, that's really narrowing down the celebrity aspect. If they ain't on TV, they aren't an athlete, and they aren't on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be something where you're going to tell me who this person is, and I'm going to have no idea who they are, and they're known by three people that live in your high-rise association?
No, I think it's somebody who's known by a...
Is it a politician?
No.
Kev, would you like to chime in here?
Is it a comedian?
No.
So they don't own a business. They're not on TV. They're not on the radio. They're not an athlete.
You're circling so close. You're very close.
Hell, I don't know, Casey.
It's not what they're known for.
What does that even mean? It's not what they're known for.
You know, this is the way 20 questions works.
Well, I'm already out of questions to ask because none of my questions
have been stumped.
What would you just like to tell? I mean, what? Like, is the person married? I'm just going to keep this going because otherwise we're going to have dead air. Okay, the person's married. Is the person married to someone famous?
No.
Is the person married to someone better looking than you?
Did you already ask if this was a musician?
Nope, not a musician, Kevin.
Oh.
Do you want a hint?
Is this person a newspaper writer?
I think we need a hint.
Okay, you're very close with athlete. You're close with athlete.
Does this person own a professional sports franchise?
No.
Does this person run a professional sports franchise?
Okay, close.
Does this person coach a professional sports franchise?
Yes.
Okay, so we've narrowed it down. They coach a professional sports franchise. That narrows it down. Let's see here. No, that would be no. I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
What the hell's the guy's name? Shane Steichen.
No.
Oh, damn.
Okay, well, you got to, what was that, 14 questions,
so that
15 questions?
Okay.
You have 5 questions left if you think you can get it.
Well, if they, I don't think it was Rick. Was it Rick Carlisle?
No.
I don't even know who the manager of the Indians is.
You should narrow down the sport. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they coach a professional football franchise?
Yes.
Are they retired?
Yes.
Oh, they don't coach a professional.
Well,
they did coach.
That was a little misleading.
You lied.
They did. What's that?
I said that was a little misleading.
Well,
but,
I'm trying to
Chuck
help
Pagano.
You. That was it. Oh my gosh. How did you get that?
Well, there's like two coaches left that coach the Colts who are still alive, and he was one of them. So I took a stab in the dark because I didn't think it was Tony Dungy.
You did it under 20 questions. Very good. Very good.
Is he a celebrity?
Well, yeah. Local
really?
Celebrity.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like if Chuck Pagano were walking down the street right now, would somebody stop and go, oh my gosh, that's Chuck Pagano?
Well, that's what I did.
Kurt, do you agree?
Absolutely.
What percentage of people do you think would know, oh my gosh, hey, look, that's Chuck Pagano?
I would say at least 50% of
people.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Former Colts head coach.
What, did you like walk up to him at a bar and show him some thigh or what happened?
It was actually kind of like that. So yes, we were at a place that serves adult libations and he was sitting at the bar and the dude said, I think that's Chuck Pagano. And I walked over to him after a few minutes of making sure that, yeah, in fact, that was him.
What do you mean making sure? What do you like, look like walking past?
Well, yeah,
past
I mean, I had to check it out. Yeah, it is in fact him. And he was by himself. I walked over. We ended up having like a half hour conversation. One of the nicest people ever. The master was on the TV at the you know, establishment. And we sat there and watched the Masters together. And I asked him the question about Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
About how Scottie Scheffler's wife was due to have the baby. And what would he do if, you know, his wife was going into labor? Would he continue to play the Masters? Or would he leave to go be with his wife?
Right.
Guess what Coach Pagano said?
What?
He said, play through.
Yeah.
He would have played the Masters. He would have kept playing.
Okay, I just love the fact that Chuck Pagano on some random Sunday is trying to enjoy a golf match by himself. And here comes Casey and her husband. Hey, remember that time you guys got beat by the Patriots in the playoffs? Bad move, coach.
Well, he was in town to do that charity event.
Does he not live here anymore?
With Andrew Luck. I know where he lives.
Oh,
I got all the details.
Go on.
Yes. Yes, he does. He does have a home here in Central Indiana.
Did you tell him what you do? Did you lay on the I'm a bit of a celebrity myself?
No, I didn't. But I told him where I worked and he said maybe he was going to listen.
Oh,
maybe.
Welcome.
Maybe. You should.
Oh, my gosh. If you are watching us on the YouTube right now, her eyes, and Kev will back me up on this, your eyes got big as saucers with a giant twin. I don't know what it was like on your wedding day, but I bet you didn't smile any bigger than you just did right there when you said maybe.
He was so pleasant and so fascinating.
Slow.
Everything we talked about.
She acts like she just met John Lennon. Like, maybe Chuck Pagano will be listening.
Your eyes are glistening.